Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliated Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Allison. Red Hood and Johnny should be coming in shortly. And tonight's sponsors are as follows. You can get, there's a calendars are for sale up to 50% off plus free shipping over $25. You could also get, you could also have at the CVS store a 20% off of your order, which these can all be found at amcpressco.com/affiliates. You can also find out more about AMC Press and Co. at itsmygirls.com/AMC Press. Or you could tweet us at AMC Press 31 and AMC Press News, which is also found on itsmygirls.com/AMC Press. And boy, it looks like it's and it seems to me like
I'm
a
here.
One man. Thank you. Good timing, Johnny.
That's what I call a segue right there.
Yes.
Let myself in.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm
Red Hood is somewhere.
Yeah, Red Hood should be coming. Johnny, could you take the first article?
Okay. Well, talk about a missed opportunity right here. Apparently, the inventor of the Operation game. Well, he
yes.
Came to life operation.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he sold the rights to the game Operation.
Oh wow.
I think he paid like $500.
Wow.
Yeah. course, yeah, that game has sold millions now.
Yeah, it has.
Well,
he
needs $25,000 in oral surgery.
Wow.
That's a big ouch.
Yeah.
Well, to help him out, a couple of toy designer friends are trying to help him raise that $25,000 via crowdfunding campaign at crowdrise.com. And by Monday morning, this same website has raised more than $1,300.
Wow.
Let's see. Also, he's planning a December auction of his original game prototype, hoping to raise at least another $35,000.
Wow. It's definitely interesting when someone could just sell things and then say, then go back and see the missed opportunity, too.
To put this in perspective, $500 today is about $3,771.
Wow.
Since he sold it, the game has generated at least $40 million in sales since 1965. Okay, that's an ouch.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of interesting when we put into perspective, too.
That should be a...
And it's crazy how...
Well, looks like Hasbro has supported the campaign by allowing the fundraising team to use promotional images for fundraising purposes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Even though we all know that Hasbro should at least pay for surgery.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to pay for your surgery, but you can use our images.
Oh, yeah, it's almost like, what could you get? Surgery or get the okay for Hasbro to say, yeah, you can do that. Hey, it's all fine.
Nick, what's $20,000 between friends?
Right. And when he's the creator of the product. What? How about those apples? Two.
What?
So it's a mess. And Red Hood is here. Welcome, Red Hood. Did you miss a lot?
He's not here.
Right. Oh, God.
Oh, he was there? Then I flipped the switch. Got kicked off. Oh, wait. Try it again.
Yeah, just try again like Operation always does.
Yes. Operation. Honestly.
It's almost like we could throw money away.
We can throw money away.
Throw money away.
Or not.
Well, throw money away. Use a crowdfunding site to help him raise $25,000 for anticipated bills.
He could use their images, which is not a fair trade. Sorry.
Well, sorry. Yeah. But, you know.
Friday. It's like, let's play the game Sorry with human lives. The human life.
Well, that's what happens every day. You know, to put this in perspective for people with disabilities, well, you know, some of tonight's articles we'll get into later in the show, you know, although big businesses are now taking notice when they should have taken notice 16 years ago, I say more
because there's people with disabilities that get looked over no matter what kind of discrimination.
But businesses can't say that they're
discriminating either. Or they give them the menial task and say, "Oh, you can't grow."
No, you can't grow. You can't grow anything. You know, and the fact that this man, Spinello, who invented the game Monopoly, okay?
Right.
Doesn't have enough money is apocryphal.
It's a slap in the face.
Of
so many. And then with those who have disabilities, the thing is that
he's trying to auction off the original prototype.
Right.
Also.
Wow.
And that is something I would never do. But in a situation when times get desperate, sure, definitely. Because that would mean somebody else would have control of it. But yet.
Right.
The thing is, with Operation, you know, yeah, it's a great game for kids. Great game. But, exactly.
That's me.
But yet, it is funny in the fact that he says he's not bitter about the lack of royalties, though he says he estimates that the game has generated at least $40 million in sales since its debut in 1965.
So
you
that
know.
Means, yeah, he's being he's not getting royalties either, right?
No, and it's quite interesting. Would you do the same way to Monopoly? No.
It's like, oh, Monopoly. Oh, we can't do this to another game. another person who invented a game. Oh no, that's sacrilegious.
It's not sacrilegious. It's what, you know.
Right.
But
it goes along the lines with disabilities too, as well.
Well, yeah.
If you really think
yet,
about it,
the thing is that the argument takes place between royalties and how, when you get a game or you invent something such as a game, you know, such as a game called Operation that's supposed to help people, you can't pay for the founders, surgery. He's 77 years old.
That's, yeah, he's clearly deserved.
Yeah.
Yet, he can't afford to pay it, having sold the rights, well, sold the rights to his creation for $500.
It's about roughly 4,000 these days.
Well, roughly 4,000, but, you know, I think if you're the creator of anything, whether it's this or with the creators of this or anything like that, you know, we deserve the royalties off of it.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
We deserve to get paid. I mean, that's why you say never give your publishing away, never give anything away, just keep it. You
right.
Know? And the thing is that this guy promised him, Marvin Glass, who was a leading toy designer, who gave the world of Melvin G. Brothers, like, fake vomit, wind up chattering teeth. He's also put behind such classics as Mousetrap and Light Bright.
Wow.
He walked into his office and put it on his desk, and he said, "You have to take this probe and it'll go through a maze and see if you can complete it."
Right.
But Glass wasn't impressed with that, and then he went to Blatt, and then the spark jumped out of the stylus, and then he threw the stylus up in the air and said, I loved it. And Glass offered Spinelli, who was a college student at the time, $500, which is roughly about $3,771, and the promise of a job upon graduating in exchange for the rights to the game, which means that he got duped in the classical
right.
sense of the word. The job often never happened, but he received two checks eventually.
He
but he had to call for
them. Eventually. Wow.
So, you know, I can see why he's not bitter about the lack of royalties.
Right.
But it is his fault that he sold it, you know.
Right.
I can't just, you know, claim that
they were both at fault. He's at fault in the company. You can't just say,
well,
at a point they're both at fault. At a fine point. Do you see where I'm going?
Oh, I see where you're going with it. But I also see that Hasbro, who's the game maker, owns the rights to Operation, has supported the campaign by allowing its fundraising team to use promotional images for fundraising purposes.
Right.
Yet, he suspects that the company may be very well interested in purchasing the prototype. Okay. Now, if he sells that,
Then he has nothing. You know, this is why they... this is why, you know, you don't sell your shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And when it comes to, it's like, yes, he was wrong. Yes. But there's always a way of saying what's actually right when there's no right answer. He thought he was doing something okay. You can't fault him for that either. He thought... I'm just saying, anyone with... It could have been a simple thing of saying, I want to sell these rights. But he was probably young as well and didn't know. So...
Well, he was a young college student. It doesn't list his age.
Right. A young college
student. But yet
student,
to be... To be,
to be in the position that he's in is absolutely horrible. You know?
Oh, yeah.
It's absolutely horrible.
It's,
you know? The fact
it's quite sad.
It's sad in too many things. It's sad in so many ways because
he could have profited, but not in the way he would have wanted it to be.
Right.
But now it's a fight to see a man who's trying to focus on a health crisis.
Right. And that's hard enough.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard enough, and it's hard enough to see another founder go down.
Right.
Well, he's extremely famous in the toy world.
Oh, yeah.
However, you know, it is kind of
interesting because it says a lot about people who invent stuff, invent anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, you... you change...
Johnny, yeah. What do you think about this?
What do you feel like?
If you're selling your patent, like, why not just sell your soul for a donut?
Yeah, I agree. It's like you don't know what's with what you're losing until you lose it. And that's the
hard. Well, you don't know
hard.
What you don't.
Till it's gone.
You don't.
Don't know what you got till it's gone.
Yeah.
Right. It's, it's amazing to, amazing to see this. You know,
it's hard enough to get by and do. And then once you do, it hurts. It's like you're wanting to say, wait, things have now gone bad. What, why did I do? Why did I go and do this?
Why did you go and do this, but also why did you, why did you also sell your rights to begin with?
Right. That's hard enough. And you never, and people don't know. People may not know what's, and if he's, and being young, that doesn't mean you're stupid, but it means that maybe inexperienced. Maybe that he was getting the best deal at the time. You don't know.
Oh, yeah.
And then him getting, being treated like this. Yeah. It's bad.
It's bad in so many ways. But I guess our next topic of
yes.
Of consensus is something I do not take lightly.
Neither do we. And those
have
disabilities.
Well, we're all agreeing on that.
Oh, yeah. And when it relates to disabilities, and when businesses feel their need to let step on people,
but also let's embarrass somebody.
Who obviously obviously has a disability as well.
Well, let's embarrass somebody who has a disability, is working full time, greeting customers and being the face of the company when they're not really the face of the company.
Face of the company, my
the face boss. Of the company.
Face of the company doesn't do menial tasks or greeting customers. It's actually getting along and doing a lot.
Yeah, and the thing is that the thing is that when you have, when you're in a corporate setting, like I'll give you a huge example. My dad, okay, Red Hood's dad. All right, let's just put it into perspective. Red Hood's dad is in the financial business. Red Hood's dad isn't, okay, he's a very nice man who doesn't really understand how
people with disabilities work.
Right.
It's kind of the same thing in corporate
Shut
culture.
Up!
Agreed, for once. It is kind of the same thing in corporate culture. You can leave plenty of dogs around in a circle, but you can't make them go and jump hoops if they don't want to.
Exactly.
Oh, yes.
Now, these companies, although they are doing the best
good,
so are doing it involved.
What?
Supposedly they're doing the best good. Supposedly.
Right.
Now, supposedly can mean a lot of things. Supposedly they're going on Huffington Post and, you know, they're making an example out of people with disabilities and, you know,
and one
finding jobs for programs. Finding jobs through programs that pretty much don't really do anything.
Right.
For the person. They do find jobs for those who need them.
Right.
Now, those who are unemployed, you have my sympathy vote, and you have my full considerate vote behind you. I am unemployed as well.
Same
now,
here.
Although I am a playwright and I work for this show. Okay. That doesn't pay the bills. However,
as much as we are working towards that.
As much as we were working towards it. However, the impetus for creation is monetization. Let's just be frank. But yet,
right.
When you put into perspective corporate people who don't really know how to actually handle people with intellectual disabilities,
no matter what it is,
no matter what it is, you get them twisting their ear. And the case driver, who hosts Best Buddies, is actually doing a really good job by actually twisting their ear, and because of the fact that corporate culture doesn't see people with disabilities. They see people with disabilities as an excuse.
Right.
Or a charity case. And the funniest thing about this is that most people, if not all people, do. Yet, people who exist in politics that are told what to do and they have this and then they bring it into their families.
Oh, yeah.
I am not. I'm glad I'm not my dad.
I agree.
I respect what he does for a living.
Yes.
Okay.
As any
but that does not
would
mean,
do for their parent. With their parents.
Does not mean that you should take advantage of your child and then on top of that get a corporate sector of people who would then want to take advantage of him, or her, or it, or the kid with Down syndrome down the block,
Or the guy who has dyslexia and can't fucking read.
Or
if he does read it. Or the person who reads backwards. Or the person who has trouble with math. We just call it dyscalculia.
Or the person who has... Or those who may have any sort of disability under the... This big... Under
yeah,
the,
pick anyone.
The
pick
scope.
All of them.
Because as much as people with disabilities might be quiet, I have to say,
we certainly fuck up and take. We certainly sit up and take notice, don't we?
Oh, yes. And we also can know exactly where the finger could point, and especially in the eyes of corporate. And we know the laws upside down, back and right. We know them inside out.
Well, we know them better than our parents.
Yeah.
I mean, it is funny. It is funny how they think that they know. Everything.
And clearly,
they don't know everything.
No one could know.
Not in corporate America.
Corporate America, it's almost like go talk with respectability. Go talk with all those organizations out there that are actually.
Go talk with the Rusk Institute. Go talk with Allied Health.
So talk with people who actually do this for a living and not people who are going to blow statistics up your ass.
And statistics might mean something, but it doesn't mean... It's not a bad thing, but it's not a good thing when you're dealing with people who are wanting to say, you don't really matter, though. Or what you have to say doesn't matter.
Well, what you have to say matters in the fact that to make your boss look good on national TV or on a webcast, doesn't it?
Or on podcasts. And I'm sure I would love for any of those people that were on that web show to get in touch. It's like we would be able to raise a lot of questions, especially with making them feel a person feel intimidated.
Intimidated is not the half the point. What they did on this Huffington Post thing, which I thoroughly enjoyed, at least the explanation to the news media of what we have.
To the news media. That's still something that it's a thing that if you're not being treated fairly, is that worth it? Is that worth anything when people are wanting to be treated equals? Like equality. Just like those who I'm not putting in sexuality, but there's discrimination. There's discrimination everywhere. But this isn't race discrimination. This is intellectual
discrimination. This isn't even race
and less
discrimination. This is disability discrimination.
Which should be focused on as much as race. And it's like, this is equality as a whole. Doesn't mean, one little group who is filled with multicultural, with very diverse backgrounds of people, the diverse group who is a silent
and
minority.
And diversity is a thing. it's not an exact science. But going in front of corporate culture and saying, my associate makes bread and granola bars and makes them feel wanted.
If I was put in that position, I would be saying, why don't you try it now? Why don't you take a whack at this? Because this is below what I could do. You're not
one
of those challenging.
This person, I'm not going to mention his name on it. Go to Huffington Post and type in disability rights and corporate law and whatever, and go and research this, okay?
I'm sure if you Google it, you would get to see it too. If you Google Huffington Post disability, it should come off.
Definitely.
Or any news relating to disability, you can look for disability news, and it will pop off.
Yeah. But the thing is having, having stuff, having stuff, you know, having embarrassing things happen on a daily basis to anybody.
It's not cool. It's like you want to stir a boiling pot to kingdom come. Guess what? You've got it now. You've got it, and boy,
well,
will it be hot.
You've got Congress saying that feds have things have changed, and so I guess
when
you play dead long enough, you actually get to roll over.
And then you have those in the UK that says, "Oh no, it's fine for us to."
It's fine taking advantage of our benefits.
It's fine waiting 90 days or
maybe 100 days, which is half a year, for benefits.
Which is just as bad as what businesses here are doing. And going overseas, it's not the best either. And the only way people are going to actually learn is if there's stricter rulings. And if there's...
Well, if there's stricter ruling and people actually read if they actually get some perspective from somebody who is disabled, you know, if that our government has to say, we actually have to prove that you are mentally disabled.
And people have gone through tests upon tests in life, which is that provide
them. I mean,
them.
Growing up is hard, but being disabled growing up, even harder.
It's like, why don't you stick up? It's almost, I know when I was growing up, I felt like, what's next? What's next on this world of life, this little thing called life? Is it going to be like a roller coaster ride? Is it going to be like a little merry-go-round ride? What is it? Because it isn't good. Is it going to be like you just want to get out of, you want to crawl under a rock? Yeah. you want people to start saying shit needs to be done, hell yeah. You want to see people get on their high horses that have disabilities? There you go. And enjoy. And enjoy every bit of. It's like you're going to enjoy being told. Like, people, if there's one thing or another that's going to happen, people are going to start coming out and say, you're mistreating us. Just stop. Or you will have the other situation of saying, oh, yes, you have to give us a chance. You have to not
If they don't put in our position, right, okay, I tell you, things would be a lot different. Cause
it's like, how would you like the day in our shoes? Our shoes are not the most comfy of shoes. These are...
No, they're not. I mean, I know I walk out of this house or my apartment, like brownstone or whatever, in New Balance sneakers that have, you know, your standard black, you know, insoles in them. And what we're called uppers in World War II. Okay. Which are now called implants or arches or fake arches or whatever. I know I walk out, I don't even have arches, okay? I have flat feet. I'm blessed with flat feet. This is good. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about. But it has something to do with what I'm talking about. I'm going to get into that in a second. I don't have insoles on my shoes. But yet, in the Depression, they didn't have any either. Okay. Our great-great-grandfathers and great-great-grandmothers, whoever they are, right, suffered through that. Some of them didn't. Some of them were born after. Right. The crises.
Right.
Yet, we were born into an existence, all of us, were born into some existence that we are part of the world's third minority. Are we proud of it? Yeah. We're proud of it. You bet your ass we're proud.
It's like a shield of armor that means we're different.
It's a shield of armor which we wear on our hearts because thank God we weren't in the Holocaust.
Oh, yeah.
No offense to anybody in the Holocaust.
Yes,
but thank God we weren't. Yeah. No, thank God we weren't in the Holocaust because guess what? We would have had a number tattooed on our arm. And, oh, yeah, then we would have been sent off to the gas chambers or shot.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the best.
Yeah. Not the best thing. However, it kind of feels like corporate America is saying, oh, yeah? There's a huge gas chamber waiting.
It's like, come here. This is why, like, owning and starting your own businesses, because it gives us freedom. When people say have freedom, do. Be self-made. I've heard so many people say be self-made. It might take time to be self-made, but in the end, guess what? Guess what? It's going to be worth it. In the end, blood, sweat, and tears aren't in vain. Quite frankly, they're meant to be, they're like battle scars. We're saying, wait, we got through this. Have you gone through this? Oh, wait, no, you haven't seen what we've seen.
Yeah, have you gone being through being verbally abused as a kid? No. Have you gone being physically abused as a kid? No. You, No, you haven't even gotten to the inserts yet. So you can't really claim that you're fully disabled, can you? No, you can't. Did you receive your...
And then when people receive their Social Security because they paid into the system, they're not... That's called retirement. That's called other things. Not disability. It's called retirement. That's because they
right.
put into the system. System health. It's like you... It's almost like you want to make it seem like we're the spawn. We're like the dirt on someone's shoe. Guess what?
We're not.
We're not. We could also. I know people that are very smart and have and who are disabled, and these people are smarter than those who are of average. Who are those who are average. Versus. So. It's like. And those who I meet. Who are that way. Nothing stops them. They're able to be themselves. It doesn't. They don't depend. They may depend on people, but it's a thing of saying they know what they're good at. And when it comes down to them saying, no, you're wrong, and here's the reasons why, you listen to them. You just don't push them off to the side. Because once you push anyone who has a disability, guess what? It's not always the best thing. It means it's almost like you're waiting for a trigger to go off. Once that trigger goes off, in a verbal trigger, like a trigger meaning in the way of how you're speaking.
Oh, come on, mental triggers.
Oh yeah, like triggering something
it
from the past.
It could be modified triggers.
Right, it could be. And I'm not talking about, like, anything dealing with, I'm talking about triggering memories, triggering bad experiences, like there's trigger objects in when you're dealing with, they're known as triggers when you talk about it in the psychiatric world. They're considered triggers. You trigger a reaction. You find the point and say, okay, here's everything, and we're letting this all go, and I guess we'll see what happens. Not always the best thing. And then I've seen kids who have disabilities yell and scream at their parents because they don't understand. And that's a thing that no matter what age you are, when you feel someone is saying something that's demeaning to a character, someone with a disability, doesn't matter who, it doesn't feel good either. And demeaning people in the workplace doesn't matter at work, at home, wherever, out in public, that's saying who gives you the right. It's almost like you're insecure. Does this mean you're insecure about yourself? Does this mean what? Because we with disabilities think, do we do things wrong? Oh, we wish we could change things. Why aren't we good enough for the world, and feeling secure with different things, and feeling secure within a workplace, within making decisions, and knowing that the decisions are actually meant to be correct, and meant to to help, not hurt, it means a lot. Even in the workplace, some people in the workplace work very hard to get things, just make it where you get, you, they work so hard to make it where you, what they do is so in-depth, where the person, where the people at hand are saying, we judge them, oh God, we judge them, oh God, we're wrong, oh boy, oh boy,
oh boy,
oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh boy, we have disabilities. Oh boy, we'll have more trouble in life. Oh boy, we won't even be able to get a job. You know, oh boy, you know, boy, oh boy, it's more of a headache than it's worth it. Having a disabled child.
I'm lucky that there are people that actually have learned. I'm lucky that there's, that it's a matter of saying, this is me. This is me. And when people say, I'm wrong, or, oh, I'm different, yes, I know this. This isn't something I don't know already. It's almost like saying,
saying what?
With saying things that could be demeaning of character, making aware character of those at hand are demeaned and demoralized is not right. That's like giving everyone who has the power, having absolute power. No one could really have absolute power in life. If they do, that means that would be considered something that would be shocking, and also be considered like a dictatorship. That's just an opinion. Because no one in life could have absolute power, with the exception of any dictators.
All right.
So what is it that you're going to have to do? Become, it's almost like be the dictator or not be a dictator? That's the question.
Right.
And yes, there's 1 minute to go.
That is 1 minute to go.
And then tomorrow we have our Halloween episode, which shall be fun, and we'll be releasing a little track that is our unofficial track. And then you guys will be getting something on the market very soon. On that note, we will be off for the night, and we'll be back tomorrow.
Good night, everybody.
And have a great night. Good night. Bye.